You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is time for music from West Michigan as we say hello to John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of Local Spins. And we're going to hear some funky jazz, some blues, and bluegrass this time around. So, John, let's start with Desmond Jones. Tell us about this band and their sophomore album.
So Desmond Jones is a very well-known jam band here in the Grand Rapids area, and which has played more than 200 gigs over the past year or so. So it's really very interesting to listen to their sophomore album, their second album called Hello, Hello, which was just released. And it certainly represents a step forward for this band. I think they've gotten very comfortable performing with each other, obviously, through all these various shows that they've been doing and a lot of the collaborations that they've been doing with other bands. And so this particular album sort of expands their boundaries a bit. They're still funky and jazzy, but they also throw in some elements of prog rock here and there, and they're also testing out material in that Americana country and folk area. The band features five multi-instrumentalists who all met at Michigan State University: Chris Boda, John Nowak, Isaac Berkowitz, George Falk, and John Loria, and they played their first ever shows at Electric Forest this past summer, too. So they've got a lot of experience on the road.
All right, let's take a listen. You've chosen a track called Still Creatures from Hello, Hello. Let's take a listen.
I'm out of sight, I'm out of mind. You can't find me, baby, I don't have the time. Where did it go? I don't know. It makes it sad and put on a different show. Cause
so these guys, you say all of these dates, playing over 200 shows over the last year, that really has to inform the way that they're able to work together in the studio, but then also the way they can put it out there when they're in front of a live audience.
Yes, very much like jazz musicians. They feed off of each other musically and vocally. The new album, I think, represents a step up from their debut album as well. They're going to be performing three straight nights at Calpine Music Festival here south of Grand Rapids this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They also have a full slate of Michigan shows coming up over the next month or so. They're playing the Sizzlin' Summer Concert Series in Lowell on August 15th, Otis Supply in Ferndale on August 23rd, Union Street Station in Traverse City on August 30th, and they're also doing something special. They're going to have a vinyl release show for this new album on August 24th at Elevation, which is inside the intersection here in Grand Rapids, and the Hacky Turtles and Earth Radio, who we've actually featured on the show before,
yeah,
will also be performing.
Hacky Turtles, my favorite group name ever, and also I think I'm voting for Calpine Music Festival as my favorite music festival name ever. Terrific. Now we go to blues music, and certainly West Michigan, just think of the geography. What a good meeting up place for blues influences.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I first moved to Grand Rapids, coming from Ann Arbor, the blues thing was really had picked up a lot. We were getting a lot of Chicago blues people who were coming into town and performing here, and that's still the case. You know, we're halfway between essentially Chicago and Detroit, so we get those influences. And this band, James Reeser and the Backseat Drivers, has been churning it out for many years. James Reeser is a very talented harmonica player and singer, and they finally released their debut album. It's called Live Now, Pay Later, and I have to say that it really represents what they do so well, and that is a huge variety of blues. I think they sound a little bit like Los Lobos in terms of their vocals at times, but they really also just feature some really great sort of standard traditional blues as well as some modern stuff.
All right, let's take a listen to a track from their debut studio album. This is Kicking You Out. What do you like about this band?
Well, I like the fact that they're a no-nonsense sort of blues band, and that's really what blues is all about in my view. In addition to James Reeser, they have several talented guys in this band, including Robbie Jewett, who produced the album. He's a bass player who's performed with the likes of Buddy Miles and Dale Watson, drummer Dan Mish, and then there's an up-and-coming guitarist by the name of Marcus Giddings that's also in this band. They recorded this at Decum Records. The band just wrapped up their album release shows, but they're also performing Wednesday before a nationally and renowned star British blues guitarist Davey Knowles. Will be performing here outside Delta Plex Arena for the Summertime Blues Series on Wednesday night, and then they're going to play September 8th in Door, which is south of Grand Rapids, for the Salem Township Park Concert Series.
And with that, we move right on over to bluegrass from the group Full Chord. Tell us about this group.
Well, they've been around for about a dozen years, and I think it's interesting to note that they have been performing during that time period where I found that bluegrass music has really found itself among a huge resurgence, especially here in Michigan. It really appeals to young audiences who love that live jamming and the communal nature of the bluegrass scene. And then those old-timey music fans, you know, the people that probably grew up with Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs. And a couple of these guys in the band have been together for a long time. They actually met at a bluegrass festival. And Eric Langejohns and Todd Kirchner, they've since added mandolinist Brian Oberlin and fiddler Grant Flick to the scene. They have a banjo player by the name of Luke Gitchell, who also performs with them from time to time. They have a new studio album called Choreomania that officially comes out later this month, and it's really a joy to listen to, and it really reflects their live sort of lightning quick instrumentals as well as their vocals in a style that really swings between that old school bluegrass and what they call newgrass.
Let's take a listen to Full Chord. This is Boneyard Vamp.
Don't put that spell on me. I said, now, oh, mama, you bury me 6 feet deep, cause you're a bad mama. Put it back on the tree, give me my heart, rolling it along.
That does sound terrific. How are they live, and what are some upcoming dates?
So they are actually a lot of fun to watch live. They have this sort of charming nature about them. And as Kirchner will put it, he says that every member of the band was sort of born into bluegrass, so they know the etiquette and the skill behind doing a traditional jam and how to get lost in the vamp behind it all. And so they also bring in influences from other genres, including jazz and Italian music and classical sounds. So when they play live, you never know what to expect. They're going to play Bell's Brewery Eccentric Cafe in Kalamazoo at 8:30 Friday. And then they're also going to play August 16th at the Hoxieville Music Festival in the Manistee National Forest outside Wellston, Michigan. And that's the official album release show. And they're going to follow that up with a show at the Mitten Bar in Ludington on August 23.
Busy, busy, busy. And as always, you can get reviews, news, show dates, and lots more for these and other West Michigan artists. It's very easy. Just go to localspins.com, published and edited by the one and only John Sinkovich. John, thanks so much.
We're going to have to get you to the Cowpie Music Festival someday. It's a great place to be in the summer.
Sounds great. Thanks, John.